and studio distancing.
No doubt.
Well, I'll so, say this, yeah, thanks so much for joining
you
us.
You know, we always screen our phone callers. We make sure they're good to go. And then Chip said that he would have never known we were in separate studios.
Oh, excellent.
So hopefully that's a good sign.
Excellent. And thanks so much. If you're not in the car, I know a lot of folks now and with the weird, crazy times we're in are listening from home. And those smart speakers are awesome. And whatever smart speaker you have, all you got to do is set it up to play 960 The Ref, and then just tell it to play 960 The Ref, and then you can hear us talking to you from separate studios and not even know it, I guess.
I hope so.
Yes.
That is the goal. No, it's we're spliced together. Things are going great. That's the great thing. We have something called technology these days. It's pretty neat. If you've never heard of it, you should give it a shot.
Technology.
Technology.
Stuff. Like that guy at the World Series. Mm-hmm. I'll bring that up later because that was very that was funny. All right, time to bring in our man Chip Towers from the AJC.com, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Chipper, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm great. Was listening to you on Alexa this morning and had no idea y'all were in separate studios. In fact, when we tuned in, I was going to be sure to ask you guys if you were 6 feet apart, just jokingly assuming y'all would be sitting in the same studio, probably about 6 feet across from each other. But no, that's even better, and it's good to know y'all are taking this serious. You know, we all are right now. It's and we need to be. And it's funny you should mention the technology thing, because it really has made a difference. You know, my wife is a education administrator, and you know, she's been meeting regularly on Zoom and Google Hangouts, and Sunday night, I guess it was, you know, my church small group, we met, there's 14 of us, and we met on Zoom. There's really some amazing platforms out there where you can see everybody and talk to everybody. So, you know, I think it's definitely going to represent somewhat of a shift change, I think, in our country, even when we get on the other side of this thing, which will hopefully be sooner rather than later. But I think a lot of technologies and a lot of sort of fundamental changes are probably coming our way as a result.
Yeah, you're absolutely right with that, Chip. And I'll say this: in the studio that we were in, we were, you know, six feet apart. I mean, we were definitely within the parameters or whatever it is, you know, you want to call it. But just in this day and age, if we have the ability to be in different studios and we can trick everyone to thinking that we're in the same studio, then by God, we're going to do it. But no, I'm glad to hear that at least it sounds like we're able to be in the same studio, little things like that. What else has changed over the last week for you in doing your job?
Well, you know, it's, you know, obviously, you know, right now we'd be in the throes of spring football practice, which in some ways sounds ridiculous, but I mean, you know, with Georgia football, not only is the biggest thing at the University of Georgia, but it's, you know, it's one of the biggest things in the state. So, you know, spring football is a really busy time for us. You know, Georgia practices three times a week. You know, I'd be riding probably seven times a week at least. You know, running a Sunday story and doing the daily practice updates and those kind of things. So, obviously, this is, you know, you know, starkly different than that right now. And you know, just kind of keeping up. It's really interesting. You know, I talked to Greg McGarity yesterday. I'm kind of doing, you know, two or three times a week updates, talking to him. He's like the only guy in the Butts Mayor building. I mean, he literally was yesterday when I was talking. There was no other cars there but Greg McGarity, who's, you know, on the fourth floor, kind of monitoring these daily phone calls and overseeing the situation. And so I'm staying up with him, and then I'm trying to reach out to, you know, various Georgia athletes whenever I can get them on the phone, find out what they're doing to, you know, stay sort of trained up you know, ready. This past week I talked to Spencer Ralston, a Georgia golfer who is, and I know you got Chris Hack on later. He can tell you more about it. You know, great guy, captain on the team, 4 years. He's competed in every single tournament, which is unbelievable because Georgia competes for spots every week. So he's a great golfer, and he lost his shot to play in the RBC Heritage as a result of this. And that's just one of, you know, hundreds of stories on Georgia's campus and Georgia's athletic department have lost opportunities as a result of the pandemic that we're all dealing with. And in the meantime, you know, the news just kind of never stops. I mean, you've had a basketball transfer, Anthony Edwards declared for the NBA draft, Todd Gurley returns to Atlanta. So, you know, there really has not been that much of a shortage of things to do. But, you know, I'm not sitting in a press box at Foley Field. I'm not out there standing on the sidelines at Woodruff Practice Fields. And I know we'd all I'd rather be there, and I'm sure everybody else would too.
Talking with Chip Towers from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the AJC.com.
Chip, I know the competitions have quit. You talked you spoke with Greg McGarrity yesterday in Bud Smear, but that expansion, that multi-million dollar, $80 million expansion, that thing's still marching on, and you said they weren't working yesterday, but it wasn't because of the pandemic, it was the rain. That thing is still going on as scheduled, is that right?
Yeah, it is, and it's, you know, I mean, you'll see that completely out of the ground by mm-hmm. the time Georgia gets to the fall. And, you know, that's the question that's on everybody's mind right now is there going to be football in the fall? And, you know, Greg McGarrity wouldn't make any strong statements to that because obviously, you know, you're right now in a position of, you know, Greg McGarrity's over Georgia Athletics, but he's also answering to an SEC commissioner, and an SEC commissioner is answering to an NCAA president and so on and so on. But, you know, his general outlook is very favorable on playing football. And, you know, of course, there's a lot of speculation now on, you know, if it gets pushed back, would there be a truncated season where you played only conference games? Would they push the season back? You know, there's a lot of things. I think just hearing them utter the words that they're, you know, they're brainstorming about pushing the season back, this is just way too significant of a financial engine in the grand enterprise that is college sports that, you know, I think we'll see it in some way, shape, or form if, you know, the pandemic allows. And so if there's any opportunity at all, to be able to get the season going, we will. But, you know, in the meantime, everything marches on. That's right. The Bud Smear expansion is out of the ground now. And I would imagine by this fall, you'll have a, you know, three-story structure standing there. And it won't be completed at the beginning of the fall. They'll resume in January after the 2020 season, and then it'll be completed before the 2021 season begins.
Talking with Chip Towers from the AJC.com, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Well, I know Georgia fans certainly got a good little jolt of good news getting the verbal commitment yesterday from the defensive lineman from Douglasville. How do you think that stuff's going down right now? Is it And Kirby's so savvy as far as recruiting goes and so relentless. Was it almost like a Kirby present to Bulldog Nation? How do you sum it up?
Yeah, no, that's a good way to put it. Kirby says, I give you this little gift, you know, just like last week, with, you know, they had that, you know, the IMG group over there that puts together their videos is incredible, and they put together a little something from Kirby Smart as well. But I did check on that, and you know, while, you know, right now would be a really, really busy time in recruiting, both from a evaluation standpoint and a visit standpoint. I mean, I would hazard to guess you probably do more, how would you put it? You do more wining and dining or whatever in the spring than you do any other time, because right now this is when the top of the top are coming through. They're visiting campuses during the spring. And you're able to go to their spring practices and visit them in their schools and evaluate them this time of year. And so it's a big recruiting time. They can't do that right now, but what they can do is talk on the phone. So I have this vision of Kirby, like in the basement of his house down there on Alps Road, whatever it turns into down there at the end. You know, down in the basement of his home with a headset on, you know, and just talking to one recruit after the next, after the next, after the next. And, you know, so I imagine he's able to do a good bit of work over the phone. And just like we talked about, you know, earlier, I mean, the University of Georgia has access to all these different platforms as well. And I'd imagine they're doing, in fact, I'm sitting here thinking about it. That's a good question to ask, whether they're using Skype or Zoom or Google Hangouts or those kind of things, where they can sit down and talk to these guys. I'd imagine they're doing it. I mean, you know, even FaceTime. So it's not as impersonal as it certainly would have been years ago. And Georgia still has a lot to sell, as we know, and I'm sure they're marching on. But, yeah, it's two defensive linemen, four recruits so far. Not that it means anything at this point, but Georgia's ranked 12th now in the nation. And I saw somewhere a couple of weeks ago a Florida coach was real excited about them being ranked number one in the class of 2021. A little bit early to get real excited about recruiting rankings, but you know, four in March is pretty good, and I'm sure they'll finish strong like they always do.
Chip, we got some very, very surprising news. Even though your headline says no surprise, I guess we're not going to see the sophomore season of Anthony Edwards in Athens. He's going to go to the NBA. I say that tongue-in-cheek, obviously, but where does Georgia basketball go from here without Anthony Edwards? News today, another transfer leaving the program, heading to Georgia Tech. But what state is Georgia basketball in that Anthony Edwards has left it?
Well, you know, Anthony Edwards left, and then Rodney Howard left, and Rodney Howard's leaving has just devastated the program, where it may never recover again.
Yeah, why didn't that get more headlines than the Ant-Man? Come on, yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to, you know, it's just the transfer portal sometimes, it's just like you just roll your eyes at it. I mean, you know, Rodney Howard, I think, is going to be a good player eventually, and obviously he's 6'9", 6'10", and has some size, but you know, it was very evident in Georgia's season that you know, he just couldn't keep up with the pace that you know, that Tom Crean likes to play at, and just didn't fit his system whatsoever. And it always surprises me, anytime anybody goes right from Georgia to Tech, you know, it just those of us who grew up in the state, you know, it's just, there's some fundamental things there that apparently don't apply, you know, to some athletes. And so, you know, I wish him the best of luck, and maybe Josh Pastner can get something out of Rodney Howard that Tom Crean was unable to. Certainly a much different system, and you know, they'll have to deal with him, and we'll see how that goes. But now, the Edwards thing is interesting. You know, we had a long everything with Tom Crean is long, but we had a long teleconference call with him on the back end of Anthony Edwards' announcement, and you know, essentially a lot of us were asking, would you do this again? What did you get out of this? You know, because obviously, you know, you have Anthony Edwards for a year. By all accounts, he's going to go number one in the NBA draft, and you finish 16-16. You know, so you know, what good was that? But you know, and Tom Crean and you asked that just wanting to say, well, what's your take on this? Because I think we all realize that he certainly raised the specter of the program. You know, it certainly raised the profile. There were a lot of eyes on Georgia. There were a lot of eyes on Anthony Edwards. And I think what we saw from Anthony Edwards is a guy who could definitely use another year in college. I mean, the guy was terrific. And I think he would have been unbelievable as a sophomore. But it is what it is nowadays. Last year, Zion Williamson signed a four-year contract for $40 million, being the number one pick. So you think Anthony Edwards is looking at something similar. $20 million of that is guaranteed. So, you know, even though Anthony Edwards, and he was very convincing, and maybe he believed it in his heart of hearts, said even as late as the SEC tournament that, you know, he had made up his mind and he was still – considering. And but you know, you really have no choice. It's a, you know, if somebody's sitting there and they've got a $20 million check out in front of you and all they got to do is sign it, you know, of course you're gonna, yeah, go ahead and sign it. I'm gonna go ahead and take that. So I don't think anybody can hold that against Anthony Edwards. And you know, Tom Crean was asked, would he do it again? Yes. You know, he said it depends on how they would fit in. And I don't think he's just putting spin on it when he says that Anthony Edwards was a great teammate. You know, he was not a problem. I think the most probably something that hasn't been written about enough was Georgia's handling of Anthony Edwards and Anthony Edwards' handling of Georgia. It was a good marriage. There was no problems. I mean, you've got a guy that had the potential to have an entourage, that had a potential for really creating problems, drawing attention to himself, breaking rules, you know, what have you. None of that was the case with Anthony Edwards, and it went pretty smoothly. And look, Georgia's already had the number one recruit for 2020 on campus this year, just a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, Georgia's going to stay in this game for a little while. And I think we've seen from Kentucky and Duke and Kansas and a few others, you got to have more than one potential number one. You know, you got to have three or four to really make a difference. And whether that's going to be the model for Georgia, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to become Kentucky South, but, you know, I do think that Tom Crean is going to continue to recruit the top talent in the state of Georgia and in the country and try to bring them to Athens and mix them in, you know, with guys like Tamani Kamara and Sevier Wheeler. I mean, there's a nice foundation coming back that Georgia can build on, and you know, you have the occasionally Anthony Edwards, Dominique Wilkins, Zion Williamson, and that's okay too.
You know, and I don't think it was completely fair for Edwards that, you know, he's a true freshman, a young freshman too, because he, you know, changed his his cycle to come on, and he's the best player, and then you kind of think, well, if he's the best player, he's going to be the leader also, and that's not necessarily fair as well. And I'm kind of curious to see, you know, we've seen examples of you know, well, you mentioned Dominique, you know, he leaves and the Dogs end up in the Final Four next year. You know, Ralph Sampson, Virginia, there was another instance of that where they went to the Final Four after he left. There's, you can go back and look up all kinds of different stuff, and not every reason is the same, but I think with this group coming back for Georgia and the fact that they've got a year of experience under their belt, I don't see why there's any reason to think that there's going to be a drop-off just because Edwards is not going to be on the team. Do you see it that way also?
No, I absolutely do. And look. Here's the reality of what was going on with Georgia this year. I mean, you know, we saw it when against Michigan State when Edwards pops out there for 37, and a couple other times when he went absolutely nuts. And I think it's only natural for everybody on the team every game. To me, it kind of started with Anthony Edwards out there, you know, launching his threes from anywhere. And if they were on, look out. But if they weren't, the next thing you know, you look down and he's 1 for 11. And, I mean, that's 11 shots that you know, somebody else could have been taking or that you could have gotten out of the offense. Now, if you follow Tom Crean's career, it's all about his offense. This dude, look, I don't think he gets enough credit. Georgia has an offensive guru in its midst in Tom Crean. He does some stuff in college basketball and has been doing it for the better part of two decades. His teams always score a lot of points, and this team scored a lot of points. There's a couple of times they didn't, which was more of a shock than not. But so what I think you're going to see when Georgia goes forward is not Tamani Kamara and Sevier Wheeler and others just sitting there waiting to see if Edwards' shot is on or not. They're going to be getting their shots out of the offense. And listen, they're at the end of the year. I mean, think about what you saw a couple of times. I mean, never minding the game against LSU, but some of those cuts and baskets that, you know, Jordan Harris was getting out of that offense and Sevier Wheeler's cuts, and Tamani Kamara was all over the place at the end of the year. Look, it's not static. Those guys are going to get better, and they were really, really good as true freshmen. So, you know, I think they would have been better with Edwards back as a sophomore, but, you know, who knows? They may be better. You cited several examples, and it's happened for a long, long time where teams have gotten better when the star has moved on.
The Tennessee Volunteers, mm-hmm. Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
So, again, everyone's different, but there are examples, plenty of them, that fit into that.
Yeah.
All right, Chip. Logan, you got anything else?
No, I'm done with Chip.
here's the new reality. See, we used to be able to do facial signals, like, are we good? Are we good? And now we just have to just basically ask.
Sorry to be blunt, Chip, but I'm done with you right now.
So it's the life.
Yeah, well, I'm just gonna slink on down under my desk.
No, but Chip, seriously, and I speak for me and Dave, and also a lot of listeners out there. We appreciate you continuing to pump stories out there and having our weekly chat here, because a lot of normalcy is coming out of this studio, and you're certainly a part of that. So it helps us out, and hopefully it'll keep people engaged.
Yeah.
And
I'll say this too,
navigate
Logan,
this together.
On top of what you're saying, we're getting a lot of emails and a lot of tweets about thanks for helping keep things normal. We appreciate listening to the morning show. I want to thank like you and Mike Griffith and Bill Shanks, because having you guys on at the same time helps my normalcy, and I assume Logan's as well.
Absolutely.
So thanks to you as well, Chip.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, Mutual Admiration Society, but it is. I love listening to you guys in the morning. I get a lot of good ideas from about what I want to write about by what's on your guys' minds, bright and early every single morning. And I love the fact that, you got guys like Hack and Jack Bowerly on, and let me tell you, the Thursday morning Scott Strickland report. I mean, I got to where I pulled my tape recorder out and ran it on that, because we talked to Lake about it, and he said he would have to listen in because he'd drop news in there all the time about what he's going to do with the rotation. So no, you guys provide a wonderful public service and keep up the good work and stay healthy.
Exactly.
Glad to know y'all are doing that in the studio.
I will tell Coach Strickland you said that. He'll love that as well. So thanks so much, Chip. We'll catch you again next week.
All right, see you.
All right. Oh, shoot, I forgot to ask him. Oh, well, we'll get him next week.
Text him. I got his number. I'll give you his number, Chip, Dave.
Oh, okay. I think I've got it. No, I was going to ask him that topic of that I said we were going to steal.
From
the Twitters.
You know what? We're on day 11. On day 18, we'll talk to Chip about that topic from Twitters.
I got Boss Bailey. You're right. Boss is the number one answer in my book.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.